1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. 1 Samuel, chapter 15.
The Lord of God said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. For thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish what Amalek did to Israel. How he laid wait for him on the way when he came up from Egypt. That's an interesting story in itself, actually. If you go back into the original text, you find the Lord said, I will declare war on Amalek in every generation. Amalek, of course, is the type of the flesh. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them. But kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. This time the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments, and it grieved Saul, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed are you of the Lord, for I have performed the commandment of the Lord. But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears that I hear, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Samuel said, That them, have brought them from the Amalekites, not many begging. And we know that that's a problem that we still have in the human family. It's not me, it's him. There. Or the devil, maybe. He gets blamed for lots of things that he never even had a chance to do. They brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord, your God. And it's a very spiritual reason why they did it. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. And Samuel said to Saul, Be quiet. In other words, shut up. Very plain language. I will tell you what the Lord has said to me last night. And Saul said, Speak on. And Samuel said, When you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? These are the words I want to pick up with you this morning, lady, in verse. And the Lord sent you on a mission. I said, Go, and I will destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And the Lord and Saul said to Samuel, But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I've gone on the mission of which the Lord sent me.
said, now listen, the Lord's been saying something to me. He said, I want you to hear me. He said, you're obviously from Australia. I guess the accent would have given us away. And he said, what part are you from, Sydney or Melbourne? I said, we're from Melbourne. He said, the Lord spoke to me today. He said, I want you to go back to Australia. Now, he had no way of knowing that at that point we were sitting on an invitation by the Hamilton Assembly of God to stay. We hadn't given our decision, but we were sitting on an invitation to stay, and I mean, it was tempting. We had a church of 800-900 people. It was flourishing. Everybody in the place, pretty well, 95-98% were 2-year-old or less Christians. 6. A spiritual house for what purpose?
That he can learn.
That he can be at home. Where the family can be. I don't mean the natural family. I'm talking about the spiritual family. Where we can be a spiritual house for the purpose of the presence of God being in the place. This is why I'm not at all moved today when I see so much hype in churches. It is not the presence of God. Now there's a place for noise, there's a place for shouting, there's a place for dancing, there's a place for jumping, there's a place for all of these things. But the presence of God is something you either have it or you don't. Simple. You can't substitute for it. I've seen, and I've got to be careful here myself because I do it myself sometimes, but
picture. We need to have this in our minds. What is God all about? What is his objective? What is his purpose? What is his mission? He came to see our mission and he thanked it. And I believe that God is still the mission that he brought us back in 1976 from New Zealand to see fulfilled in this area of Melbourne. That mission, I believe, is still yet to reach its zenith. It's still yet to reach its apex. It's still yet to reach. It is still us. And I'm here to declare to you this morning, the mission is alive and well. Thank you.